T-shirts. I don't need to have one of those.
Keychains, it looks like. Wow.
I don't have one of those either.
High-priced ticket stuff out here. And we have the wireless microphone. Gordo's going to talk to some of the folks who are having breakfast here at Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, come in, Gordo. Where are you?
I'm sorry. I can barely hear you. I don't have headphones on.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'm here at the Dunkin' Donuts, same one you guys are at.
Oh, yeah.
This morning. And I thought we'd talk
to those ladies back there wanted to talk to you real quick.
Giorgio just got a what appears to be a porn delivery.
No, this is the
it's an unmarked
Cowboys,
DVD.
This is the Cowboys-Chargers game from 1981 that I went to.
Well, why does it say white chicks with black guys?
It says nothing on there. It says nothing on there.
That seems odd to me.
No, it's a sports tape.
All right, I figured we'd talk to some of the fine P1s who've assembled here. This guy's been sitting here for a while. How long have you been here, sir?
About 20 minutes.
Yeah, and are
that's
you enjoying
about long
the,
enough.
Enjoying the sports presentation?
Yes, I'm fascinated at watching radio.
Now, what is this your first time to see a radio broadcast being done professionally and live?
No, it is not.
So you've seen the Ticket Guys broadcast before?
Yes.
Pretty underwhelming, isn't it?
Yes, but for some reason I'm fascinated by it.
Who fascinates you the most up here? Is it the way George really doesn't prepare and just kind of talks off the cuff?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it's how nattily attired George is today.
Yes, yeah. I appreciate the fact that we'll be in front of people today, so I dressed accordingly, unlike the homeless guy to your
I forgot we were out this morning, so I came dressed for a studio broadcast, as you can tell. Wearing my
Look
rant t-shirt that's got paint
up.
All over it.
Looks
it's
like
not
you just
stained,
got,
it's got paint,
done
sir.
Done painting.
Yes, I do portraiture, sir. Let's talk to this lady here. How you doing, ma'am?
Just fine.
You have a crush on Giorgio like most girls?
I do.
No, she doesn't. Of course not.
Look how red Giorgio's turned.
Not red. Not red.
Yeah, Giorgio wore his special feminine
just for you, ma'am.
Just for you.
He looks very nice this morning.
Well, thank you very much. That's very nice.
Where do you work? Do you usually stop in this Dunkin' Donuts before you head to work?
No, but I live in this area. Mm-hmm.
Do you work or are you a stay-at-home?
No, I do work. I'm a pharmaceutical rep.
Everybody's a pharmaceutical rep. How is the economy hitting the pharmaceutical rep business?
It's pretty hard. We're all a little nervous about it all.
What kind of drugs can you get me?
Nothing.
Nothing fun.
You can give me some Levitra.
No, sorry.
I'm having some problems in my man stick.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh, Gordon.
What?
A nice woman here, and you're saying things
say
like
she
man
nice.
Stick.
What?
What did you say? She's repeating what you said.
You referred to what?
What you said. I'm not going to repeat it.
Which is what?
But man stick.
You said it, not me.
No idea
sorry,
what you're talking about. How you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
You look unemployed. What's happening? What's happening in your life these days?
I'm very unemployed.
Oh, no.
Just heading down here for your donut dinner?
I am. Yeah, earlier than I woke up in a long, long time.
And how long you been unemployed?
I just graduated last May.
A&M. A&M. What'd you study?
Agricultural economics and real estate. So,
okay,
not the best thing to get into right now.
Oh dear.
Oh,
let's
poor
pray
guy.
For him.
What about a girlfriend? You have a long term girlfriend?
Fiance.
Oh, congratulations! Oh. Does she really want to marry you in this bad economic state you're in?
Not really right now. Trying to convince her to stay with me.
Convince her.
We'll keep you in our prayers. Keep you in our prayers. God bless you.
Thanks.
I'm Sam. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
And what's your name?
Ariana.
Ariana. Oh,
very nice
kind of
name.
A princess sounding name,
yes.
Isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And how old are you, Ariana?
Someone's got a phone call.
Is that your phone?
33. No, it's my friend's.
Okay. 33. You married?
Yes.
Kids?
Yes.
How many?
Just one.
Just one? And it was by the guy that you're married to, or is it?
I think it was.
Oh. She was joking.
What about George wanted to know if you've ever had a black guy fantasy.
I have never
there's anything wrong with that. But
I wouldn't ask that of someone.
That was a nice awkward moment here in Dunkin' Donuts. And she denied it so strongly.
Right.
Wow. And what's your name, ma'am?
Chrissy.
Chrissy? And would you like to go give Jebinator a kiss on the cheek?
Don't make her do
would
that.
Would you like me to?
I would love you to. Let's go ahead. Everybody wants to see
that. Oh, gosh. Chrissy, you don't have to do this.
How old are you, Chrissy?
All right.
I'm old.
How old?
Whoa. Oh. How old does that mean?
I'm in my 30s.
Late 30s?
That's not old.
Mid.
Mid-30s. Okay.
Nice. Very nice. It's not Stevie.
What's happening to your pants,
Nothing's
George? Look at
to
George's
my pants.
Pants.
Why are you looking at my pants, you
Because they almost knocked over the table as you stood up.
I'm fine.
Somebody's setting up a campground around here.
Yep. I'm fine.
Apparently the circus is about to break open because we can have a tent.
Here comes another show. My fans,
Although it's not really that big of a big top.
No. So. Yeah, a very miniature circus.
It's a scaled-down circus.
Maybe you could just put little figurines up on there.
Stupid.
Hey, talk to these two guys. They've been here since 5:30.
I know. What's your name, sir?
I have laryngitis.
He doesn't have laryngitis. You've been here since when?
But I can't talk.
They've been here the whole show. They've been here for 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours. Do you guys work?
No.
You're both unemployed. Are you related in some way?
Yes.
Son, son-in-law, what are you?
Brothers.
Y'all are brothers?
I don't know about that. This guy's about 70, and you're, what, 22?
He's not 70.
I'm 35.
You're 35, and how old's your brother?
56.
Full brothers?
Full brothers.
Okay.
You look a little bit more Hispanic than he does.
I promise, we're brothers.
Okay. All right. I doubt their story very much.
Well, thank you guys for your longevity and hanging out.
And here's
out
my
with
favorite
us.
Girl. Come on over here. Come around here where everyone can see you. Look at this. How tall are you?
6'3".
Spinner?
Liar. Wait, what did you say, Craig?
I'm sorry?
You identified the first double put down in dominoes.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said spinner,
which
is interesting to me.
I don't even know what that is.
I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
What's your name, ma'am?
Monica.
Monica, how old are you?
25.
25. Wow. And you're brunette?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All over?
Gosh.
Yeah?
Well, this guy's getting a big kick out of it.
My coworker.
Oh, he's your coworker?
I can't wait to go back to the office and tell everybody about this.
I'm glad we're running someone with a job.
You're not married. Are you 5 feet?
4'9".
Wow,
4'9".
5 feet today. Got the shoes on, so.
And how much do you weigh? Because you're very small.
90 pounds.
Oh, my God.
4'9", 90.
Yeah.
I could throw her through that wall right there.
There's no doubt. Those are the statistics usually associated with a premature baby.
No,
well, it's
really
not that
small.
Bad.
It's not that small.
Sorry. Wasn't that a short parent, so.
Really?
Yeah. How tall is your dad?
5'5".
Not a real man. Not a real man.
Come on.
How many donuts do you think you could eat?
Oh, gosh. Probably 6.
There's no way.
Yeah.
A 90-pound woman could eat 6 donuts?
Oh, I thought you were talking about my dad.
No, you. No, not
me?
Your dad.
I could eat 3.
Really?
Really? Well, I have something to put the donuts on if you want to eat them. Thank you for being here. Thanks to all these P1s.
Yes, thank you all.
Oh, good job, Gordo. 8:51 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, we'll determine the biggest show coming to